Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you: suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone, call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer, the Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star, Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality, Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the morning after, right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. I am Brady Hicks. I have with me Granny Hulkster and Rat Boy. And guys, I'm feeling good today. You know, last night was a good episode of In the Room. Lots of great stuff planned for the coming days for VOC Nation, including tonight, a fresh episode of Wrestling with History. What's going on, Granny? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I had a good night's sleep last night and home after being gone for about a week. But, you know, I was dog sitting and house sitting for my friends, and they got home last night about 7:15, and they were very appreciative of what I did. You know, they said they were able to enjoy their vacation and not have to worry about that their little dog was going to be all taken care of. So everything went good, so.
Very good, very good. And Rat Boy is trolling Walmart. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Oh, man, that's right, man. I'm out on a troll, buying this and that, you know.
You are a troll.
You need anything? Yeah, because I'm spending a lot of money here. Oh, wow, a Scooby-Doo hat. Okay, never mind. Yeah, I'm out on location.
Like
I'm in this Walmart here in Burlington County, somewhere, in Mount Holly.
Okay.
I
like that store.
Yeah, I'm not that far away from the Munster Factory. I might just stop over there and see how everybody's doing.
Well, the big news in wrestling, and it kind of just broke a little bit ago, maybe about an hour ago. Of course, we saw with Heath Slater coming back on Raw on Monday, WWE is starting to hire back a lot of the talent that they released. I guess the financial situation isn't quite as bad as it was back in April. So far, we know, obviously, well, Heath Slater, made the appearance on Raw. Kurt Angle was offered another deal to come back as an agent. Pat Buck, we saw Andrea Listenberger, who you might not know that name, but she's the writer that did the Mandy Rose, Otis, Sonya Deville storyline. She's the one that came up with all that, Granny, so she's back. And apparently they're making offers to a lot of the talent, on-screen talent, to come back as well. So
wow,
those who haven't signed somewhere else and are free to come back, it sounds like WWE is going to start to open the doors. Now, we learned, I guess it was yesterday, or maybe I think it was yesterday, that Sarah Logan is pregnant, so she's not going to be coming back, at least not as a wrestler for the foreseeable future. But maybe that's something where we could get the Riot Squad back again at some point.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, in this place.
Well, you know, I kind of wonder something, Brady, with all the, COVID-19 and all the people that have tested positive, at the Performance Center and everything, with Seth Rollins, you know, being such a big name right now, you know, with the storyline between him and Rey Mysterio and Dominic, and, you know, Roman Reigns, you know, he basically has stepped out of the picture because of his wife being pregnant, you know, and everything. I just wonder how that's going to affect Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, you know, with all the, you know, is Seth Rollins going to end up voluntarily stepping away for a while because of Becky's pregnancy, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think he won't. I mean, I don't know. It just, he seems to me to be a lot more career driven. I could see them maybe kind of socially distancing from each other a little bit, but I can't imagine Seth. But maybe you're right, Granny. Maybe there's something to that. I mean, if he takes on Rey Mysterio and he loses that match and he gets injured, he injures his eye or whatever, they could theoretically have Seth Rollins go away for 6 months or whatever's left on that pregnancy.
I don't know. But I'm like you, you know, he's been one of the main roster people for what, the past 8 years, I think, you know. So I'm kind of in agreement with you on that, but
and it doesn't really benefit because like it's not like the baby's gonna be born and then everything's okay. Do you know what I mean? Like baby will be born, and it'll still be a baby. It'll still be at risk as long as we're dealing with all this nonsense. It's going to be a long time.
Good night, huh?
What's that, Rebel?
I was telling my mom
to get behind my sister because I'm at my sister.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were talking to us. Never mind. I thought you were talking to us. What was that, Granny? No.
I agree with you on that, too, but...
Yeah.
It's just something to think about, you know, something to, you know.
Yeah. I get you.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
So that's
So what else is happening in the big, wonderful world of news today, Brady? I know Rat Boy's at Walmart, so he can't look things up for us today, but
no, I can't.
It's kind of slow today. It's kind of slow. There's really not a whole lot out there.
No, there's not.
Yeah,
I've been out since 8 o'clock this morning shopping. Put it that way.
Well, you know,
I shared with this
you all last night on In the Room, Brady. Granny is finally, hopefully, gonna be able to get to go to her first wrestling show since all this crazy pandemic started the 25th of July. I can't wait. Heels, better watch out, cause Granny's on the loose. Granny's on the warpath. I am so ready to holler at some bad guys.
Yeah, I
missed
it.
Let me at them.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a show coming up in August called Stan the Man's Birthday Bash. You heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Intergender Bonanza, yep.
I've done commentary
for that company.
Yeah, because he's got something going on with his birthday bash, and it's going to be male versus female, gender versus gender. It's going to be crazy. I got to go to that one. And plus, what's his name's going to be there? Mr. Uwala.
Yep.
I can't, you know, that's in August. I hope New Jersey stays open so we can see these matches and celebrate his birthday. I'm hoping for it because I'm going to be there because I just seen him at the last show that I was at. And Stan the Man is so funny and crazy. I like him when he pulls out his whipped cream. That's what he does. He comes to the ring with his whipped cream and starts squirting people with whipped cream in their mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, Granny, he puts it on their nipples and then he chops them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this guy is
Ouch.
Crazy, I'm telling
Ouch.
You. You got to get
hey,
him on
boy,
the show,
that
Brady.
Who was that other guy you were talking about, Mr. Who?
Mr. Ooh-la-la.
Did you say Mr. Ooh-la-la?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said, because, you know, I had a very good friend in the independent wrestling business. I mean, he's no longer with us anymore. But for a while, he had a character name of Mr. Ooh La La over in Oklahoma.
Yeah, there's two.
And
of them.
I remember
yeah.
the first time I met him, he came out with this black and white feathery boa, you know, and of course he was a bad guy, so I was giving him all sorts of grief. So he's standing up by the banister, and his back is to me, and he lowers his head, raises his head back towards me, and he whispers to me, he says, "Granny, take my boa." And I said, "What?" He said, "Take my boa." So I grabbed his boa. He says, "Granny, what do you think you're doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ooh La La. Are you missing something?" And I waved the boa in his face. Needless to say, I don't have the boa anymore, but it was one of those real feathery ones that didn't last very long. It didn't stay together very long, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was funny.
The two Mr. Ooh La La's. The other one, of course, we had on in the room, I guess, back in May. So, local legends, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see what else. Apparently, Vince McMahon really liked Matt Riddle's barefoot story that he was telling on SmackDown. How he, because they asked him why he always is barefoot, you know, and he talked about getting frostbite when he was a kid, and how he has no feeling in his feet, and it almost hurts to wear shoes.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Is he the only one right now is not wearing shoes in the ring? Barefoot. Yes.
I mean, I'm sure that there's others, but in WWE, I think he's the only one.
He's the only one. Way before that, you know, back in the day, they used to wrestle barefooted, some of them, but you don't see it no more.
Who's your favorite barefoot wrestler? Jimmy Snuka?
That's right, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I gotta cut my end short because I'm at checkout line right now.
No, that sounds good, because we're not really talking anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Take care, Rat Boy.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day, Rat Boy.
Thanks for that. Well, Granny, I mean, there really isn't. I literally just.
Oh, here we go. We got Stro joining us, Brady. Hey, Stro. Good morning.
You
don't know
it's
afternoon where you're at, but it's morning where I'm at.
Yeah.
Granny, I think starting today, you're the new host. I'm just going to sit back and just enjoy it.
No, I'm not the host.
I want you to control the
track, Brady. I'm just.
I want you to control the
track. I'm just helping.
I'm coming
I'm
to you live
host.
From Helen's Kitchen. Helen's Kitchen in Jacksonville, North Carolina. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on? How's the kitchen?
Oh,
anything good.
Good
on the stove?
Well, the lunch I had was a hamburger steak, potato salad, and cucumber salad. So it was really delicious.
That sounds good.
See, we're going to talk about personal stuff. At least talking about food is worthwhile. I don't
really
care about Rat Boy Scooby-Doo t-shirts.
Scooby-Doo. I got to see that one.
Oh, my goodness. He is a Scooby-Doo.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So. I mean, literally, Straw, I was saying there's not a whole lot of news out there. The biggest story is that WWE has started to extend offers to a lot of the talent that they released back in April. Anybody who's available, pretty much. Kurt Angle is back, apparently. Pat Buck, so the two agents. The writer that left, the Mandy Rose Otis storyline, she's back. So we'll probably get some fresh stuff with that. Heath Slater, obviously. I guess it'll be interesting to see. But it seems like pretty much everybody that wants to come back, they're extending offers. So
hey,
I guess money's a little
that.
Better now.
I guess so.
I don't understand why. They're still not touring.
Well,
Vince McMahon
still
doesn't want to share the $500 million that he made in April. So I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Go figure.
Hey, I want to give a birthday shout out to a very good friend of mine today, guys. He's one of my independent wrestling family members that I loved to give grief to back in the day. When he's a bad guy, I still give him grief, but I didn't. I mean, sometimes he's been a good guy, but most of his career, he's always been a heel. But his name is Alan Lamb, and he went by the name All That Alan Steele, and today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Alan, from Granny and David and Anthony. I hope you're having an awesome and amazing day.
Happy birthday.
What are you singing to him, Granny?
Oh, I can sing to him, but I mean, I'd rather sing to him in person, you know, but I wish you happy birthday on Facebook. Well, somebody, he had shared a memory. You know how those Facebook memory pictures come up, you know? He had shared a memory back from when TCW was running, and there's a picture of me and my son and my husband at a TCW show, and we were singing happy birthday to him at the show, and he's standing there and he's got his hand on his ear like Hulk Hogan does, you know, and he says they were singing happy birthday to me, but they were all actually booing me.
Oh, wow.
I love Alan. He's a really good guy. He's a really good guy. I mean, I love him and his friend Barry and Linda. They're known by the tag team Genetic Perfection. And one time we were at a CWA show last year, I believe it was, and I said, oh, did I hear them right? Did I hear them call you Geriatric Perfection? And Barry came out of the ring and got in my face, and I'm standing there looking at him like, okay, I'm waiting for you to say something to me, Barry. Saturday night.
That's all right.
But fun times.
I got to tell you a funny story about heading your way to Arkansas one time. I'm driving with Pat Tanaka, right? We had a tag match, right? And he was so afraid we were going to be late for the town. So he's like hauling it down the interstate, right? And about five minutes outside, I was like Little Rock. Yeah. 5 minutes outside Little Rock, Arkansas, right? Noticed the radar detector was unplugged. So I plugged the radar detector in. He just goes that way. He said, all this time I've been flying down the interstate. He's just now plugging in the radar detector.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hilarious. That's
funny.
Good times with Pat. Pat was a cool guy, man. I mean,
oh, Stro, thank you for nominating me for the wrestling picture thing. I posted my first
you're welcome.
Picture today.
I can't wait to see what all you come up with.
Picture today.
Yeah,
so,
I loved it.
I got plenty of people and plenty of wrestlers I can tag for the next 9 days. So.
I've seen some of Brady's. Some of Brady's pictures are really cool.
I had a teacher, my history teacher in high school, who I was very close with, and we stayed friends over the years. He, the first day when I went into his class sophomore year for U.S. history, he had one of those, like, plastic WWF wrestling rings, and he had a Brutus the Barber Beefcake in the middle of the ring, and he had this on display in his classroom. So we gravitated toward each other right away. You know, we would always talk about, like, wrestling, especially the older wrestling, you know, the stuff from the late 80s and early 90s, and we would talk about it so much. And I always told him I was going to bring in my Kurt Hennig and they could have one last battle.
Yeah.
So toward the end of the year, Granny, I brought in my Kurt Hennig and we put it on display for about probably about 3 months. They shared the ring there before
Wow.
Before I moved on to the next grade level.
Yeah. The picture I used this morning was a picture of Ricky and Robert when they got the tag team title belts at an NWA show that they did, you know. And I wanted to use the picture of me and my husband with Ricky and Robert with me wearing the WWE Hall of Famer ring, but it said just the wrestler, so that's why I posted just a picture of Ricky and Robert. But
yeah. Well, that's why I was starting to say that that was today I posted the Brutus the Barber Beefcake one, and I actually tagged that teacher. So I'm hoping he'll have some good stuff to say. He loved my Big Boss Man post. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, but that about does. There's no news out there. There's really nothing going on right now.
No, it's a pretty quiet day in the news.
Wrestling history tonight. Do you have a guess?
I didn't hear anything. I would say stay tuned to the VOC Nation social media and particularly
the Twitter.
I haven't
gotten anything yet on that.
Thank you.
That's literally what I just said. Yeah. Yeah. It's there's nothing out there. I mean, I think the summer months are tough. The my guess would be the next major guest on the horizon. Well, Stro, you have somebody on Thursday, right? You had that manager.
Yeah, Stephen Fry. Yeah, he's coming back.
Stephen Fry.
A lot of fun. Yeah. They call him Porkchop.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I know who you mean. So Stephen Fry is Thursday, and then Heidi Lee Morgan is next Tuesday on In the Room. I believe that they're the next guest.
I want to ask
now,
you guys. I'm sorry. I want to ask you about the Spider Fest. AEW is supposed to make a special announcement with Taz and Brian Cage. I wonder what their announcement is going to be.
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
A historic announcement. Yeah, I read that this morning.
I heard that Taz got heat with WWE officials because he said something about WWE being disorganized because, like, some people got sick from COVID, and he mentioned it on AEW.
Well, Jericho's making some waves, ain't he?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. The difference is they'll re-sign Jericho. I don't think they'll re-sign Taz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, though. Yeah, so tonight, Wrestling with History, like I said, I don't believe that there's a guest. But if you stay tuned to the VOC Nation social media, in particular, at VOC Nation on Twitter, I'm pretty sure that Voice of Choice and Ken Resnick will let everybody know on there if they do end up having a guest scheduled for the show. Of course, AEW Fighter Fest Night 2 continues tonight. Orange Cassidy against Chris Jericho. And over on the Great American Bash for NXT Night 2. Very original, by the way. They're doing the long-awaited title unification between Keith Lee and Adam Cole. North American and NXT title for title. And I expect it's going to be really good. Now, photos leaked earlier in the week that showed Keith Lee celebrating in the ring with the confetti and the two titles. But now, one of our very trusted listeners, Grania, a real source in the locker room, Dustin, called in last night on In the Room, and he said that they actually recorded two different endings. So it's up to them which one they want to play. What Dustin didn't explain to me, Granny, is after Keith Lee wins the title, why would he agree to have another real quick match just to let Adam Cole win? It doesn't make any sense.
That's true.
That is true. That is true. So anyway, be on the lookout tonight, and I would assume a new NXT heavyweight champion in Keith Lee, plus Chris Jericho against Orange Cassidy on Fighter Fest. So good stuff there. Wrestling with history. Let me see. Today, Evolving with Corey Castle, back at 5 Eastern, at 6 Eastern, a new episode of Stadium Journey, fun sports podcast talking about sporting venues. And then 9:30 Eastern tonight, the big one, Wrestling with History, Voice of Choice, and Killer Ken Resnick taking your calls, 657-383-1666. Don't forget also to go to the Pro Wrestling Tees store. Just go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, or go to ProWrestlingTees.com. /VOC Nation. And I'm not going to tell you guys to buy one shirt over another. They're all fantastic designs, but they're all there retailing for about $19.99 each. And just great stuff all around. Be on the lookout also for the Stro Maestro shirt coming out as soon as we hear back from the artist, which will hopefully be this week. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Brady, I can know when you were talking about Ken Resnick the other night I'm in the room, all I could think about was that scene with Ace Ventura where he's like doing that dance, like, can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I thought you were going to comment on the Northwestern cheese omelet.
Oh, yeah. Well, usually I do, but I wish you had a T-shirt on that. You should have put an omelet.
Well, that'll
on
be next, I'm sure. That'll be next for sure. Don't forget also, guys, to go to iTunes, leave us a search for VOC Nation on there, and leave us a 5-star rating and a fantastic review as we continue to grow. Advertising available on VOCNation.com for as low as $25 across all of the great programming. That's a network of more than 40 shows every week, so be sure to check that out as well. And I think that's it. I think that's it, Granny. Want to take that?
Well, join us again tomorrow, fans, and, you know, and have a great day, everybody, and stay safe and stay cool, because I know it's hot here in Arkansas. I'm ready for cooler temperatures, so
to the back.
Everybody have a great day. Join us again tomorrow. Thanks, Stro, for joining us.
Thank you all.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.